You're listening to SBS News. After 5 weeks of campaigning, the leaders of Australia's two major parties spent one final day trying to win over the voters. Opposition leader Bill Shorten decided to stay in Sydney for more subdued campaigning following the death of the former Labor Prime Minister Bob Hawke. After laying a floral tribute at the Sydney Opera House, Mr. Shorten noted that the last day of the campaign was both sad and inspirational.
Today is a sad day for the Labor family, but also it's an inspirational day. What people want in this country is they want to enter the third decade of the life of this nation, knowing that our kids will get a quality education, knowing that when you're sick, it's your Medicare card, not your credit card. They want to know that at long last, we will take real action on climate change and not kick the can down the road to the future. That's what Labor offers.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called for independent candidates to declare whether they would support the Coalition or Labor in the event of a hung parliament. But Mr. Shorten says he's aiming to form a majority government.
His ambition is to win a minority government and get some of the kooky crossbench to vote for him. My ambition is to form a majority government. And by the way, I've spent 2,000 days not talking about the polls. I'm confident Labor will win tomorrow because we've got a positive plan for real change to stop the chaos. A Prime Minister who says vote for him and he'll give you a minority government and three more years of chaos, that's not what Australia needs at this time in our history.
Campaigning in North Queensland, Scott Morrison spoke about the choice facing voters. To avoid what he says are Labor's higher taxes, he advised voters to vote Liberal or National.
A choice between a government that understands and appreciates and celebrates the aspirations of Australia, understands the champion within every Australian and wants to see that realised, or a Labor Party who knows they can't manage money and that's why they come after yours, why they raise your taxes and say they can spend it all and save all of it and solve all your problems. I think Australians understand differently to that. Australians understand you work hard, you save hard, you do your best you can in life, and you pursue those ambitions and aspirations you have as hard, decent working Australians. That's what we're backing in. Labor wants to tax it in.
Former Liberal Prime Minister John Howard says tomorrow's election will be close, and he's praised Scott Morrison's performance over the past 5 weeks.
I don't think either party is going to have a decisive victory, but there's certainly a path to victory there for the Coalition, and I just want to place on record my tremendous admiration for Scott Morrison. Scott Morrison has out-campaigned Bill Shorten.
And SBS World News will have special coverage on election night. Join Janice Peterson and our Chief Political Correspondent Brett Mason as Australia decides its next government. That's Vote 2019 on SBS at 10:10 PM or 8:10 PM in the West. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.